Among the most profound teaching of Jesus is what he says in John chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and of spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I say to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know from where it comes or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." The Greek preposition, which is used here for "from above," is anothen. The preposition "ano" means above, and the suffix "then" signifies from, like from above, anothen, from above. Yet anothen also means again. Either way, what Jesus is saying is that you have to experience God. The unseen Holy Spirit must touch or enter you in some unforgettable way in order to enter the kingdom of God, which is here already, but we can't see it. Perhaps the best analogy for being born from above, or again, is that of falling in love. Falling in love is a life-changing experience built on the addition of the other and what that relationship brings to your life. All that you are falls in love with all that the partner is. Like the John Legend song says, "All of me loves all of you." The difference between reading a romance novel and actually meeting and falling in love is analogous to the difference between being once born and born from above. Yet, I ask you, how can you fall in love with someone you have never met? And how can the once born understand the twice born? It would be rather like someone who's had a near-death experience trying to explain it to someone who thinks that person is crazy. When I have conducted pre-marriage counseling with couples who have been divorced from a previous marriage, I would tell them that they get to start all over again, rather like getting another at-bat in baseball. And it would remind them that we learn more from our mistakes than from our triumphs. And that with God, you can always get another at-bat, regardless of what inning it is in your life, or even what healing you may have to go through before you're ready. Now, when you finally fall in love with God, it will be forever, and you will realize that being born again or born from above means to have entered into this love relationship with God, which actually takes place in God through the Holy Spirit, who is love. Why do I say this? How do I know it? Well, I'm most thankful to say I am in love with God, the God who loves me. In grateful response, I have written to God, I loved you before I knew you. When you dawned upon me, the rays of you reached at first light all that I am, all that I have been, and all that I shall be. And I knew then there was never a time I did not love you, nor could there ever be a time I would not love you. I love you because you loved me first. My love arose in response to your love, arose uncreated, unbidden, unmatched, arose as a flower-strewn path to you, fixed before the foundations of the world. I loved you from the first moment of your glimmering grace. I loved you from the first with a love that lifted me, carried me to you, a love that knew not only you but the way to you, a love that found not only you but me in finding you. In my love for you, hidden in me, hidden from me from the beginning, was also hidden the stilled shrine of the knowledge of you. When you dawned, you summoned forth my love and knowledge as twin gifts for me and for us forever. Now treat this as a breath prayer. Breathe in God's love like fresh air, and breathe out your own love in response, your love for God, since God has loved you first. How wonderful is that?